Boone was asked by the Heart of Iowa Conference.
That's correct.
To consider joining their conference.
Yes. So we received a letter. I had an email first and then a letter.
Okay.
Saying, hey, we at Heart of Iowa would love to have Boone join our conference. And the that would, if it were to occur, that would happen for the 25-26 school year. And they had requested that we respond to them by October of next fall. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the biggest thing I want to point out to people is that this is not a decision that's going to be made quickly. It's going to be a decision that's made with a lot of data collection and conversation, because that's not something that, honestly, we had been considering before. So,
yeah. you've been actually in the district, a sizable district, but a lot of schools similar size. You got some that are getting bigger, and we know that happens to growth, but we would love to grow, too.
We would love to grow, too. So that's one of the data pieces that we need to look at. We need to look at enrollment. We need to look at how many teams do each of the conferences have for us to compete with, both at the middle school and at the high school. What activities from the fine arts side are we able to participate in with each conference? We need to look at the free and reduced lunch population. That's something that's been popular lately, so I'm going to add that to the list of considerations. I think that might surprise some people because at the secondary level, it's much less than at when we look at just our little ones. But and our records, like how have we been performing in the current conference over the last decade or so?
Most people just look at the athletic part. But there's so much more.
Much more. So not only does this affect our fine arts, it also affects the principals that are in the same conference get together on a monthly basis. So it would change who our principals are meeting with. It would change who the superintendents meet with, because that's, you know, you get together. Typically, your conferences are similar size, similar demographics, similar things that, so that when you're collaborating together, you can have meaningful conversations. So it affects a lot of different things, actually. So, yeah.
A lot of work yet to do. I mean,
there's a
just
lot of work
really
yet to
because
do.
They've just inquired about it.
And they literally just sent the invitation, even though I've been hearing people say this for quite some time. I did not receive the invite until very recently. So that's something that we will look at, and we will have input. There will be a time and place for people to be able to share their input. But right now, we just need to get in the data collection piece taken care of, and our enrollment study will help us, too.
Yeah, and that takes a little time to get that done. So I know it's, you know, like what benefits would there be? What challenges would there be?
What pros and cons do you have for each conference, right? So, and again, it doesn't even affect every athletic group. So football's in districts. So
there's that.
It doesn't affect football. So, I mean, or swimming.
That's an enrollment thing, folks.
Yeah. Or swimming. So that's the thing. Like, there's just a lot to this that we need to consider. So,
right.